After you listen to Vic, Cozzy and Limo, don't forget to buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home Lottery before midnight this Sunday to win big. Check out stjohnlottery.com.au. Vic, Cozzy and
Limo, SAFM. There's a couple of lads in South Australia called the Marmalade Boys, and basically they've made a living out of kicking torps. Now, I know that sounds a little bit weird, but they're very, very, very passionate about it, so much so that we were on the Popeye once with you guys, and we were filming South Aussie with Cozzy, and the boys were kicking torps over the Popeye. Filming them. They're coming up on an episode of South Aussie with Cozzy in a couple of months, but on the weekend, it's fair to say they had a fairly busy one.
Well, boys, there was one person that you particularly wanted to kick a torp. We've got Joel and Taylor on the line. Boys, who were you trying to get?
We were trying to get the big CEO, Gil McLaughlin.
The CEO of the AFL, which we managed to get over the weekend.
So up until that point, fellas, who was the biggest name you kicked a torp with?
Cozzy.
Okay, so the bar was fairly
low. It's a
very
shallow pool. Right. Tell us about the campaign to get Gil McLaughlin, the CEO of the AFL, to kick a talk with you boys.
More recently, the one that got a lot of traction was we actually got it tattooed on us. So.
Yeah, so you both got it tattooed on you, and what did you get tattooed?
We got the words, Gil, please kick a talk tattooed just above our knee. So.
Just above your knee? That's nice. That's there forever, isn't it?
say goodbye to shorts. Hey, so, fellas, how did you get Gil? How did you clinch the deal?
It happened last week. We're in Melbourne to watch the grand final, and we're there for most of the week, and AFL reached out and actually invited us down to the MCG where we were let out on the ground. Just a couple of days for the grand final, and we met the big man and kicked a few torps on the G. So,
all right, here's how it went down.
So, how long's the campaign been going for?
Since round one.
We were really?
At all the games and signs. We're in the stadium, run the stadium and signs. We just sleep outside our uncle's house.
Really?
Yeah. Election time, we went and campaigned to the election.
Really?
Yeah, we had election posters up.
This is a very Adelaide thing, by the way.
What was he saying is a very Adelaide thing? Having an election?
Right. And boys, how was his torp? Did he nail it?
Yeah, look, he was a bit frustrated because we were set up in front of the goals of the G and he really wanted to kick a goal, but we were also pretty cramped because they were rehearsing the grand final for entertainment and everything. He didn't snag a goal, but he was kicking some very good barrels from the pocket of the G. It was a pretty hard spot to snag a goal from. So,
Well, lads, no one can deny your enthusiasm and your hunger. You should be very proud of what you've achieved. Yes. And thanks for flying the flag for South Australia. Well done, lads.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Who's next?
Who's next? Hopefully you, Beck.
Oh, yes.
I feel really bad I said no to the boys because I said I can't kick.
What? Did you previously knock them back?
I know, and then they went and got Gil, and now I'm all like eating humble pie.
Oh, now that they've made it national, boys, she'll be all over you. Just remember, Cozzy was there right from the beginning.
Yeah, Limo's available.
The boys from Marmalade, check them out on the socials.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Just another mum fail Monday. Yeah, actually, today, it's grandmum fails.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
I'm throwing the mother-in-law, the grandmother, under the bus this morning. Every working parent out there knows the juggle to get kids to and from school.
So hard.
Drop off and pick up. Don't always align with work hours.
Yep.
It is a juggle. In our house, we're pretty lucky. James, my husband, does the drop-off and I'm now able to do the pickup. It's great. We've got a well-oiled machine. Last Friday, James decides to take off to Darwin for a mate's 50th.
Yeah.
So he can't do, he's got a 6 o'clock flight, so he can't do the school drop-off. His mum and dad are down from the country. They live in Kimber. I said, why don't you ask your mum if she can help? Grace can do it, our 19-year-old. She's got a license, but she gets really aggressive with the children.
Is this on airbag?
She yells at them a lot. And we still have our Japanese exchange student.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought the smoothest thing would be to get the mother-in-law, the grandmother, to come and do the school run.
Great.
Okay.
I had a few reservations, only because she just doesn't do it very often. And I was worried that things wouldn't run too smoothly.
And there's something about the elderly generation doing a pickup.
Yeah.
when they kind of need to know. It's like, here's the address, just be there. That's all you need to do. But they kind of overthink it a bit.
So I'm sort of looking at my watch throughout the show on Friday going, oh, I hope everything's okay. So I text Grace, my eldest, and say, has everything gone okay? She was like, yep. Tamar was on time. Everything's great. So I'm like, excellent. Well done. What was I worried about?
Yeah, good job.
Then we are sitting in a work meeting. You guys are all there about 9:30.
Uh-huh.
My phone rings. Now, I don't like to leave a meeting. It was like the whole all staff. There were like 50 people in the boardroom.
Sure.
I go, what is this? It's the primary school calling.
No.
Now, that's a call you got to take.
Yeah.
So I leave the meeting. I take the call and it's Frankie, my youngest. Hi, Mummy. Right. What's gone wrong? I had my hand on the boot to get my school bag out at the drop-off zone.
Yeah.
And Grandma drove off.
Oh, no.
With my school bag still in the boot.
Oh, dear.
And she couldn't call Grandma.
So she's broken into a little run. She's chasing the car. In the back. Grandma's oblivious, hasn't looked in the rearview mirror.
She's running late for bingo.
I know. What she did, her bag was in the boot with the exchange student as well.
So she has no recess, no lunch, no iPad, no phone, which she needs to ensure there's a safe pickup in the afternoon. I'm like, that's okay. I'll get on to Nana. She can drop it back. Text the mother-in-law. No reply. A couple of hours later, recess is rolling around. I ring the mother-in-law. She hasn't checked her phone. She's like, hello.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you so much, first of all, for this morning.
And what's most annoying about that is you hate it when your mother-in-law's happy.
Yeah.
But you've still got Frankie's bag in the boot.
Have I? When are old people going to realise that? Have I?
Would you mind dropping it back? Oh, we're halfway to the Riverland.
Oh, no. No.
I have to ring the school. Frankie couldn't be happier. She gets a lunch. She gets an open account at the canteen to feed her for the day. She can't do any work because all of her books and her iPad are in the bag.
Hey, your mother-in-law couldn't be happier either because all of a sudden she's got a packed lunch and an iPad.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Ever since I was a little boy, I have always wanted to see Garth Brooks sing live. I have loved him for so long. Now, a lot of people listening will go, who the hell's Garth Brooks? He's a country music singer, and you might think that's a bit nerdy that I love him, but I know all of his songs, all of the words, and I just love it so much. One of his best.
Oh,
you like it, Beck?
This is really your jam. I'll give
Anyway, it came up that he was doing a tour in Ireland. So my wife said, bugger it. You don't do anything for yourself. Book it and go. So my wife and I decided to book, and we went and saw Garth Brooks in Dublin in Ireland. And it was one of the best things that I've ever done. And I had an absolute ball. Don't stop. I got teary in this one.
No. I'm getting teary now. Turn it off.
Yes, so am I.
I really did. I cried twice during the concert.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're tearing up now.
No. That's just because I'm overweight.
Oh, that's just conjunctivitis. No, pressure
on his eyeballs.
Keep going. Enough. No. That's off. That's mean.
No, good GP. So I'm in Dublin and I'm there with my wife and two of our dear mates, Neat and Lawson. We're walking down the street looking for somewhere to have lunch in Dublin. As we're walking along, the emergency exit of a restaurant doors come flying open. So I go, oh, let's go to this joint.
Of course.
Sam says, you can't walk through here. It's the emergency exit. I go, well, they just open these massive doors. In we go. So we go into this restaurant and I realise there's a huge commotion going on because a pigeon has flown into the restaurant. Now, that's why they opened all the emergency doors because they're trying to get the pigeon out. And the pigeon as well was trying to get out. It's just flying, banging into windows and stuff like that. Anyway, everyone was like petrified. Like people had got up and moved away from their tables and stuff. So I've seen the pigeon and it sort of hit a window and it sort of landed down on the ground. So I've just walked over and I've gone, I said, Sam, I'll grab it for him. So I've gone over, I've caught the pigeon and then I've just thought nothing more of it. I've just got the pigeon in my hand. I'm like, I'll chuck it outside and it can fly away and everyone's happy. As I turned around with the pigeon in my hand, I received a standing ovation. This is the noise. The restaurant cheered. That's me yelling, who ordered the pigeon?
That's good one. That's good material.
A bit of a gag there. I threw it out into the street and it flew away. Anyway, my son happened to film this little incident, which only went for like 19 seconds. It's had over 700,000 views online. Like, it's
gone
kind
viral
of,
it's in gone, Ireland.
It's gone viral.
I love that because as my son happened to film this, real version, get your camera out quick. Tell me when you're filming and I'll step in and get it.
Yeah. How quickly he got Russell, our cameraman, over there was astonishing. But the funny thing was, so I've caught the pigeon, I've thrown it out, I've waved to the crowd and everyone's sort of resumed to normal. The manager comes over to me and he's all flustered and he says, sir, I just want to say, I had no idea what to do. I had no idea what we could have done. And he said, the drinks are on me. And I said, mate, no, you don't have to buy us a round of drinks. He goes, no, please.
Oh, yeah, you did not.
Anyway, so he brings over a round of drinks that would have cost us like $80. I said to him when he brought over, I go, mate, happy to pay. He goes, no, you've
happy
made
to pay. Other words you never say.
So then, right, we got this free round of drinks. So I said to my lad, I said, bloody hope another pigeon comes in here in 15 minutes. No, I didn't, because I'd already sat down and stuff and whatever. But then, funnily enough, I walked outside. This is like about an hour has passed. And as I walked outside, this guy was walking in, this Irish dude. So I've held the door open for him. And he goes, hi, be buggered, you're the bird man.
was it a pirate or an Irish guy?
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Rent, mortgage, groceries, petrol, all covered.
Let's talk about live stress-free. Let's talk about live stress-free. Let's talk about stress.
SAFM's Live Stress-Free in 2023.
Hey, it's producer Nicole here. Your next chance to get on that official shortlist to live stress-free in 2023 tomorrow morning with Bet, Cozzy and Limo is at 6:15 and again at 8:45. Have 13 10 60 ready to call. We'll talk to you then.
We're still unpacking the GF, or the big dance, as you love to call it.
Oh, God. Don't even start me.
I just hate that saying. Are we around the room? Do we all hate it being referred to as the big dance?
Oh, my God. Well, Beck knows it's an absolute pet hate of mine, which is why she brought it up.
Yeah.
It is a reference. It is a American college basketball reference from the 70s.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's snuck its way into AFL footy.
I enjoy it.
But no, you enjoy because I hate it. Robbie Williams was incredible, as we said. But I was there on the weekend at the game.
Oh, no! Oh,
was a bit of corporate hospital.
A bit of corporate matter. Who were you there with?
Well, I did a gig for the Collingwood Football Club inside the Harrison Room.
Oh, the Harrison Room.
So they had to get me a pass to get in the ground so I could do the gig. So once I got in, I wasn't going anywhere. And when Robbie Williams sang the voice, he knows a home crowd.
Oh, like, yeah.
He knows how to work it. And everyone was singing along. And it was probably the biggest moment of that day.
I've got goosebumps hearing it.
From a crowd perspective. It was amazing. Well, at that exact moment when that song, the highlight of the day when that was happening, I was stuck in the longest queue for beer at the world.
Oh, no.
Honey, try being a woman queuing for a toilet at a football game and come talk to me.
I feel very sorry for women at events like that. Mm. I always usher women into the boys' toilets. You know what I mean?
It smells in there, though.
Well, it's not our fault. You try using a urinal, you have to line up together.
You boys smell. Well, I did classic Morse areas. I was driving from Yankalilla to a friend's place in Victor, so no radio signal over that time. Timed my run completely wrong. Spent too much time putting on my tinted moisturiser.
Uh-huh.
And missed Robbie. Arrived just after. Everyone was like, oh, my God, that was the best concert of all time.
How can you possibly be late for a grand final event?
I'm late for life, mate. So, and then I'm like, well, that's okay. Like, the main game's on now. Yeah, yeah. And then proceeded to just fizz from then on.
And then it was a complete fizz. A statement from John Farnham's family. Mm. Just two lines. They said, we were delighted to see Rob Williams dedicate his performance of You're the Voice to John. John was watching from hospital and was deeply touched.
Oh, that's lovely.
By that generous gesture.
You'd be so emotional watching that, wouldn't you? What a song. That is pretty much the Australian anthem. That and like Land Down Under. Mm. Hard to separate them. Really.
And Kay Sanders, that's not.
Oh, yeah, that also. Those three, top three.
Look, there's probably about 30. But horses.
Horses is another one.
Oh, yeah, horses.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's time for Monday. Movie. Mayhem.
It's very simple. We just play a little clip from a movie, and you have to try and guess what the movie is. And if you don't get it, the next caller gets a slightly longer taste of the film. 131060 is our number. Call now if you want to join in the Monday Movie Mayhem.
He says quite desperately as we go to Stephen from Callington. Geez, I had a good feed at Callington the other day. Stephen, you've been to the place. It's like it's almost like someone's backyard, the cafe.
Yeah, it's an American-run place. But I think we're all just waiting for this pub to open. It's been a long drought here at Callington.
Oh, so. Well, the feed there was brilliant, mate. Let's see if we can win you some movie tickets. I'll hand you over to Limo, Stephen. Good luck.
All right. Okay. Let's have a listen. Steve, can you identify this film?
We live in a cynical world. A cynical world.
That's all we get.
I got it.
That's all you get,
Steve. Any clues?
Few Good Men?
Oh, so you recognise the actor?
No, he was just talking about this studio, I think.
Women can be good too.
Well, not when the title's called A Few Good Men, it's just hard.
131060, if you think you know what that movie is. Eric in Dernancourt, we'll go to you. We'll go to you next. Let's have another listen. You get a slightly longer clip.
We live in a cynical world. A cynical world. And we work in a business of tough competitors.
Oh.
Eric.
I've got no idea.
Oh, you know the actor, though?
No, I don't.
But nice to chat, though, Eric, anyway.
Thank you.
Best luck with the day.
All right. We've got Jesse from Ranella. I take it since you've called through, you know that movie.
Yeah, is it Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, it is.
Well done, Jesse.
You got it. Didn't even need the longer grab.
No, you've won the first ever edition of Monday Movie Mayhem with Jerry Maguire.
Yep, yep.
Oh, we need to play the next bit, which is iconic, of course, which would have given it away.
Well, I'll play the last grab. Have a listen to this one here, cynical. Ladies and gentlemen.
We live in a cynical world. A cynical world. And we work in a business of tough competitors.
Is that emotional?
Yeah. I love you. You complete me.
Oh,
not just had.
Shut up. You had me at hello.
Dorothy Boyd.
I'll tell you, God, Will Ferrell is one of my favourite actors.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I was watching Insiders on the ABC yesterday morning.
You just can't say that sentence and sound young.
Were you doing a crossword at the same time?
Doing a Sudoku or a crossword and watching that. Anyway, got to the end, and they always at the end of Insiders play a funny little clip from the week. And this week's really made me laugh. And here we pick it up with David Spears throwing to Peter Dutton in Parliament.
There were some lovely tributes to the Queen in Parliament on Friday, but we couldn't help notice Peter Dutton's Latin pronunciation might need some work. We'll leave you with that. Thanks for watching.
Yes, her own life, of course, was not without family controversies and tragedies. Her anus horribilis in 1992, Princess Diana's death in 1997.
I mean, wow. Let's have another listen to Peter Dutton's tribute to the Queen.
Yes, her own life, of course, was not without family controversies and tragedies. Anus horribilis in 1992.
What did he mean to say?
Yeah. We all know it's pronounced anus horribilis.
Anus, it's Latin anus, for year. Yeah. Horrible year, but he basically said horrible.
Horrible. Yes. Okay, all right.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Dex
Fitz. Morty, you're over there shuffling your papers like you're back on the news desk. What are you doing?
I can't find the story that I was going to talk about, but I'll start with this one. You know that I am a grammar Nazi.
Oh, yes.
Like, I will often correct text with a little, you know, asterisk if you get the "you're" wrong. I've given up with your text, to be honest.
Thank you very much. Really, it's a trait we all love about you.
I know. It's really endearing, isn't it?
Yeah.
People love it.
People love a grammar Nazi like they do a close talker.
It's just, I just feel like in text land, everything slips. You know, people do you're, like you are instead of your.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Or
That annoys me as well.
How busy are you?
Sure.
How busy are you that you can't add two more letters in a word or an apostrophe?
Yeah, people stop caring in text messages, and I'm with you. It annoys me.
I reckon autocorrect's even given up a little bit. I reckon autocorrect's got worse. Autocorrect used to cover my backside all the time. Now I'll go, why didn't you pick that up?
Autocorrect can't even decipher what you were talking about. Okay, but now I used to always finish my text messages with a full stop because it's how you end a sentence, how people know you're finished. Well, not anymore. Apparently, the millennials and the Gen Zs say that that's aggressive. It's aggressive to punctuate now.
It's aggressive.
They're
scared of full stops.
Yes.
Well, if you're scared of a full stop, you've got bigger issues.
Technically, you know, punctuate does have punch in it.
Well, yeah. So now I've got to stop full stopping.
Yeah.
Hang on, but how do you end a sentence?
Oh, an emoji.
You just end it. Or with an emoji.
Thumbs up.
Oh, with like a thumbs up. Yeah. So how do they feel about an exclamation mark? They must be terrified.
Well, they use a lot of exclamation marks, the young ones. They use like four or five. I'll never use more than two. I like a question mark and an exclamation mark sometimes.
If I could change anything about myself, weight aside, it would be I think I use too many exclamation marks.
Sure.
I just really love them.
You like ticks and thumbs up as well. Okay,
I didn't need a shopping list. A quick little thing I'd like to change.
I've got a long list of things I'd like to change about you, Dal. Let me know when you've got a couple of hours. Okay, imagine being on a plane and hearing this.
What is it?
So this is coming through the intercom on the plane.
So
right?
Instead of the pilot or the air hostie.
That's the noise you're hearing.
That's coming through the...
What is it?
So a TikToker has recorded that. And then the funniest thing is the hostie gets on and says, you know, apologies for that. Clearly there's some interference over our intercom. We're working to fix it. And then next minute it starts again. So some person somehow hijacked that little microphone.
Yes.
Maybe he's hidden himself in the toilet.
Love it.
Oh, so someone's hacked into it and they're just talking into their own little microphone and they're just making weird noises.
But don't you think when the air hostesses talk from the front of the plane and stuff and they pick up the thing and they start talking to it, I always think, wow, I'd love to just grab that and say a few lines or something. Or like,
oh, you're flying Air Cozzy. Free peanuts for everyone. Woo-hoo!
Even the anaphylactics.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Oh, last night I got home from up at the farm. We were moving around some cows and fed the sheep and whatever. I was fairly physically exhausted. Mm. Got home, had a shower, and got to that point of my day where I'm like, I'm done. Yeah. I grabbed a kombucha out of the fridge and I went to lay on the couch. My wife was already on the couch. And just as I go to sit down, you know that moment where you're just about to sit down and just go, ah. I'm just about to do that, and I realised that one of our cats is on the couch. So I just go to just shuffle it across and move it out of my way so I can sit down. Sure. And Sam, my wife, goes, "Don't sit there!" I'm like, oh, my God. What is she? Like, has she just saved me? I thought, like, there was a bomb there or something. Or was I about to sit on broken glass? And then I said, "What? What, honey? What's wrong?" She goes, "The cat's sitting there."
Like, I can see that.
I go, yeah, I know. I'm going to move the cat so that I can sit there. She goes, no, you're not. Leave the cat alone. I'm like, but it's the cat.
Like, and I'm the husband.
I really want to sit there. The cat is sitting on the couch in the best spot on the couch out of anywhere to sit in our lounge room. The cat's sitting there. And a farmer wants a wife is on, and the cat's clearly not watching it.
Oh, hang on. Was the cat definitely not watching it?
100%.
Yeah, our cats love Farmer Wants a Wife.
It's at that moment.
Watch it every night.
I was like, my wife definitely loves this animal more than me, and you guys are the same.
Yes, 100%. There's no. I remember one morning leaving our house, right, for breakfast radio, right, and I give Kel a kiss goodbye, see you later.
Yeah.
And then there's a dog on the bed and a cat on the bed. I say, see your dog, see your cat. I go to walk out the door. Kel stops me. He goes, oi, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to work. She said you can't say goodbye to the dog and one cat and not the other cat in the corner of the bedroom.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, my God, sorry. I don't want to, I'd hate to break its feelings ahead of all the job interviews it's got today. So,
yeah.
So I say, see you, other cat.
Busy day licking it.
I know. And then I found myself, I had to move to the crap part of our lounge room and sit on the crap part of the couch. And then Sam goes, oh, look what Olivia's doing to me. And the cat put its paw on Sam's foot. And it's just like, what has this become?
It knows.
So I got one back. I used the cat's litter tray. Bugger it!
What?
And I'm not taking it out.
That's the line. That's the right. line, and you've crossed it.
Okay, you might be sleeping outside tonight.
Get that Adelaide feeling
with Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Hey, I was at the grand final on the weekend, and I managed to sneak my way into the Olympic room at the MCG where the official AFL function Bloody was. Duh. So it's where the Prime Minister was.
Wow. What, were you like dressed as a waiter or something?
I don't quite know how I snuck in there. Anyway, I'm hanging out, chatting to a few different people, and then who appears towards the end of the afternoon? None other than the South Australian Premier, Peter Malinauskas, with his wife, Annabelle. And I see them walking through the room. And I bolt away from the conversation I was in to get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I say hello. And, you know, he's very lovely, of course. And we're having a good chat.
Yeah.
And we're chatting for a while. And I said, and then I said, oh, anyway, I'm going to head off to the September Club, which is a massive marquee right next to the MCG in the car park, which is where very difficult to get tickets to the September Club.
Yeah, how did you do that?
Well, it's where loads of people go there afterwards.
I stood outside trying to jag a ticket to that a couple of years ago.
And it wasn't even the AFL Grand Final.
I didn't get in. I had to walk away. What time was my leg?
You just went one Wednesday morning.
I actually tried to walk in without a ticket in a group, and I got pulled out of the line by security.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm here to tell you, the security has not changed over the years because I said I'm going to September Club. And Peter Malinauskas says, oh, Annabelle and I are going as well. We'll walk around with you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, great. So we walk out. Now, the game's over. People are milling around outside the MCG. I'm walking around with them. Not one single person said, hello, Limo, or asked for a photo. Malinauskas is getting stopped every 20 metres by people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Peter Malinauskas, can we have a photo?
Beautiful.
And he's taking photos. It was actually great to see. And he's, of course, being very nice and very polite to everyone. And we get around to the September Club and we walk right up to the front entrance. And there's like a roped off area that you're meant to walk down when you come in. But we kind of skip that.
Oh,
straight to the entrance.
Because you're with the Premier.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to the security guy, I go, because I could tell he was going to send us back the other way. To about 50 metres out of our way to go back down this walkway.
And actually line up with the plebs.
And actually line, yes. And I say to him, I go, hey, mate. I'm kind of whispering to him. I go, mate, I've got the South Australian Premier here with me.
Oh, no.
Can you just pull the rope back for us? And he looks at me and goes, mate, I couldn't give a stuff if you got the Pope with you. You're walking back up there.
Oh.
And you're joining the line. Oh. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we walk back up. We join the line, come back down. We get to the front. And so I go to the security first. And I show them my pass that I used to get into the ground, but it's not the right pass. And they go, no, mate, you can't come in. You haven't got the right pass. And then I've had to just turn around and go, okay, Premier, Annabelle, see you later, guys. I'm just going to be over here trying to get myself a pass. Wow. So I've had to farewell them at the door. I hope they had a great night. It looked like they were going to have a lot of fun.
Hey, you reckon they wouldn't have been relieved when you turned around and said, sorry, guys, I'm going to have to leave you now.
Okay, no worries.
You finally lost the third wheel.
You walked away and Annabelle said, who was that?
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
This is Breaking News.
All right, we need a couple of players. Let's get them on the line. From Morphett Vale, we've got Belinda. And from Happy Valley, Rochelle, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. You know, the rules are very simple. Beck's going to read out some song lyrics in her newsreader voice. As soon as you can identify it, scream out your name and tell us what that song is. Rebecca, are you ready to go?
Oh, me, Rebecca. Oh, okay. Yes, Andrew, let's go.
Your names are your buzzers, guys. Names are your buzzers. Good luck. Here we go.
Breaking tunes.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying, this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like, we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Okay, I'm going to skip to the chorus here.
Yeah.
They're laughing at you, Beck.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback. We are never, ever getting back together.
Oh, Belinda!
Go, Belinda.
Taylor Swift, back together, never getting back together.
Yeah. For the sake of the competition, we're just going to accept that.
We'll pay that. Okay, Belinda, you're on one. If you get this next one, Belinda, victory is yours.
That is so exciting.
Because we belong together now. Yeah. Forever united here somehow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a piece of me. And honestly, my life would suck without you.
No. Oh, what's that, Molly?
That's all.
Okay, good chorus, chorus.
That's the chorus.
Oh,
Name's your buzzer.
You got a piece of me, and honestly, my life would suck without you.
That sounds like a song title.
That sounds like it.
Could that be the song title?
Okay.
Anyway. Belinda!
Go, Belinda!
Belinda, yes. Go.
Okay. Life Without You by Ed Sheeran.
No.
Oh. That was a guess.
Okay, Michelle, any ideas?
No, it's like, you know when it's on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah,
you
that's all right. We'll have to go. We'll go to a tiebreaker. It's Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, my life would suck without you.
Yeah. Did you enjoy my yeah? All right. Okay.
I loved your yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Limo, how are we going to find a winner? Go.
We are going to find a winner. Belinda, if you get it right, it is all yours. Michelle, if you guess and get it wrong, it goes to Belinda, okay?
No worries.
All right.
Breaking
good luck. Two. Tell you you're the greatest, but once you turn, they hate us. Oh, the misery. Everybody wants to be my enemy.
Oh, what's that? Enemy, Belinda?
Yep, Belinda.
Yep.
Enemy Belinda. By, who sings that, Molly? I've got my 8-year-old daughter helping me.
Yeah, I think they call that cheating, but keep going.
Okay,
it's all good. It's all good.
We need a winner.
You've got to get it right in 3. I need it. Otherwise, Rochelle wins.
Oh, my God.
2. 1.
It's a weird quirk of the rules.
I feel like that might be a draw. We'll sort you both out off air, girls.
Get that Adelaide feeling
with Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
On 131060, what do you still have that belongs to your ex? Because a study conducted by Uber, of all places.
Yes, I don't know why
Uber's doing
study.
Surveys.
It's probably so we'll mention their name on radio.
Oh, you reckon that's why they do it?
Found that 66% of people either still have something belonging to their ex or agree that if their ex has something of theirs, they'd rather just kiss it goodbye than go through the awkward, like, can I come get my toothbrush?
Yeah, it is awkward, like when you split up with someone and then you have to give all their gear back.
Yeah.
And how do you decide? Some of it could be your gear. Is it our gear or their gear?
No. Just leave it on the front porch.
Wouldn't you take great joy in returning the gear? Wouldn't that be part of the fun element of the breakup process?
What, because you get to see them again?
Don't you just, like in the movies, don't you just throw all their clothes off the balcony? Yeah.
You get to cleanse yourself. Exactly. Yeah.
Which sucks because you don't have a balcony, so you're just like out the front of your house just tossing stuff on the ground.
Of course, Jake Gyllenhaal famously keeping Taylor Swift's red scarf, and she wrote a song about it.
Left my scarf there at your sister's house and you've still got it. In your drawer, even
Jake, give Taylor a red scarf, mate.
And you know what? In hindsight, should he have ever hooked up with her? Because all she does is sing about you when you leave. Oh, that's there why I'd never sort of follow up anything from Taylor.
She could have called and asked for the scarf back, but she wrote a song.
Oh God! And he would have probably gone, "What scarf is she talking
even
about?
Your red scarf, Taylor." Okay,
that's right.
Mario in Ottawa. What have you still got of your exes?
A skirt and a bra.
Oh, really?
Mario.
What are you doing with the bra there, Mario?
Well, she left it in the cupboard one day and it's never been back.
Ooh, I love your evil laugh. So, Mario, are you planning on keeping the bra forever?
Well, we sold the house, so my sister would have chucked everything out once my mum and dad passed away a couple of years ago, and yeah, I reckon she would have chucked it all out.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Little bit of lingerie, Mario. Yeah. You do you, boo. Zachy Boy, who makes all our fun little audio things, is in the studio. We've let him out of his dungeon. Mate, what do you still have?
I have a pair of trackies from my ex from 2 and a bit years ago.
Why?
What, they're her tracksuit pants and you've just kept them?
Yes. Well, I returned most things, but at the time I didn't have a pair of trackies with like the elastic bottom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to keep these. They're very comfy.
So you and her shared pants for some time or?
To be honest, she didn't fit into them anymore.
Oh, whoa. Is that why you let her go? Okay. She blew out. Oh,
don't no. you read into Hang things.
On. Hang on. She could have also could have gone the other way as well. We don't know, and we won't explore that.
No.
Hey, Zach, has she ever followed up and said, hey, can I get those tracky dacks back?
Not at all, but now I'm worried she might.
Yeah.
what colour are they? Are they a grey marl?
They're just a grey. They're just a normal grey tracksuit. Nothing fancy about them.
What does your current girlfriend think about you still being in your ex's pants?
Definitely does not know.
She doesn't know. Are you looking at your current girlfriend and eyeing off what pants you might need in the event that you split up?
Yeah.
Has she got a nice pair of slacks? Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.